August 09, Yachting Monthly, Libby Purvis. If there is one subject that enrages us calm, malevolent, thoughtful cruising types, it is any assault upon our dinghies. We are robust enough about lousy weather and breakdowns, we've even grown a thick skin about marina prices, but we are agonisedly tender about our tenders. And who can wonder? If your dinghy goes missing overnight after being tied on the pushbit rail, you can't get ashore. If it vanishes on some desolate beach or silent harbour, you can't get back to your supper, your bed, your dragging anchor, your whole life. And you know that the thieving profiteer or thoughtless brat who took it does not care about any of that. It's just a handy little boat left unattended on the foreshore, a pick-your-own-adventure or something to sell. So we guard against joyriders by taking the oars to the pub with us to general derision, and we trudge up steep lanes carrying a spare foot pump in case some clown thinks it's funny to deflate it. In extreme anxiety, we even fiddle about with bike locks, knowing how little good they will do. And by and large, we're pleasantly surprised by the general honesty of seaside people, and the tender doesn't get nicked or damaged. Which is why, when it does happen, steam comes out of our ears and the sweetest of liberals start dreaming of the birch and the borstal. This was much in evidence in Scuttlebutt in early summer with the story of two 13-year-olds who took, okay, stole a dinghy off the foreshore and paddled out in the dusk into Holes Bay. Appropriately enough, the dinghy did indeed have holes in it. It sank. They scrambled onto a moored boat and rang 999 on a mobile phone, and Pool Lifeboat rescued them. A happy ending, except for the dinghy. But what enraged the correspondents was the Coast Guard sector manager, who, with the tin-eared tactlessness and preaching tone we have grown to expect from our dear Coast Guard, said, "We would really recommend to owners, if they know their boat is not fit to go to sea or broken, that they pull it well clear of the water to stop this sort of thing happening." He did remember to add that children shouldn't go stealing boats, but the shout of rage was widespread. "What are you saying? Boat owners, make sure your boat is safe enough to steal. Only leave nice stuff for people to steal in future." Some who wrote to the local paper even resented the RNLI rescuing the children, using valuable financial resources, while others more moderately said the kids should be charged with theft, made to pay, and set to menial work on the lifeboat station for a day, just as young fire alarm hoaxers were once made to polish fire engines in a tougher time. One bitter online messenger said that no doubt the police would now be putting all their efforts into prosecuting the owner for having an unsafe dinghy. It was like a suddenly violently magnified version of every Daily Mail rant against yobs, hoodies and politically correct policing. But it was understandable, just as cruising itself is one of the last places where a modern Briton can routinely exercise total self-reliance against elements and chance, scorning the nanny state and the compensation culture. So the foreshore has been one of the last places where older, kinder civil values predominated. If you see a dinghy with its rolling jib unravelled and flogging in a deserted club space, you instinctively go and tame it with some stray bit of cord. If you see that some idiot's Avon is about to float away because they forgot the tide was rising, you give it an absent-minded tug above the high water mark and maybe throw a knot around a handy post. If you are any kind of reasonable beach parent, you prevent your children from using upturned inflatables as bouncy castles. And even if you do borrow a dinghy for 5 minutes in the cause of saving a life or rescuing a child floating off into difficulties in a lilo, you apologise fulsomely to the owner if he or she appears as you drag it back. Boats are sacrosanct, too important, too necessary to treat casually. Boys will be boys, but you should be as shocked by boys pinching a dinghy as you would be if they smashed someone's glasses or wheelchair. So those who don't care, who fail to pass on the differentness and sacredness of boats to their children, shock and appall us. They fill us with the kind of fear that, if we're not careful, brings on inhumane rage like that of the bloggers who didn't want two children of 13 to be rescued from drowning. Land-bound police may not quite get that, and I doubt the boys will be charged. It wouldn't hurt if they were.